Hello?
What's the idea of sleeping in the middle of the day?
I'm not sleeping. I'm working.
Well, there's work to be done.
Yeah.
I got to come down and see you on a number of matters.
All right.
But I got a little matter right now. It's a little embarrassing. You know, I asked you about the deputy or the acting administrator of GSA, Mr. Knott, and whether or not he couldn't be shoved upstairs so you'd make room for a friend of mine down there who was acting as assistant to him. And you told me later that Knott wasn't not going to be appointed. So that word got to him, and now my friend's in a hell of an embarrassing position.
Well, we did our best. I don't recall this as you've stated, but I had several people talk to me about Knott, and I urged a fellow to take the place that we wanted to take it, and it did not work out, did not develop, and as time went on, we concluded that the man that we really thought ought to have it was not available, and that we'd Macy felt that Knott was the best that we had at the time, and concluded that's what we ought to do, and that's what we did.
Yeah. Well,
I didn't understand that I was precluded from naming him because of what I said to you. I didn't think I had any commitment, but the facts were that we had two men especially in mind that that we wanted to take. We didn't tell Knott this. We tried to bring them in. But in our failure to get them for this place, we used one of them on another place that we thought was a little more important.
Yeah.
And the other one, just his wife had problems, and he just felt like he couldn't do it. So we finally came down to naming Knott, and it does not occur to me that it affected anybody else.
Well, it only affected me in the sense that my friend did tell Knott after I talked to you about it that he probably wouldn't get that appointment.
Well, I think
so he thinks now that Knott thinks he lied to him.
Knott doesn't think that, because Knott, when he was called in last Saturday, I told Knott that we had not filled this place for some time because we had tried to get one or two people that we were interested in. Knott knows that Knott's been ready. Knott wrote a book for his successor to fall out, so he's not of any opinion that he was supposed to get it and didn't. He was the opinion that the decision was made last Saturday.
Yeah.
That I'd take one more good look at him, and I told him, talking to him, I said, I'm going to go along with you because you're a career fella, and your FBI looks good, and I believe you'll be impartial, and you'll be fair, and I want to see that everything you do is done right, and I have concluded that I'm not going to take these other folks, I'm going to take you. And he just told this Saturday he wasn't expecting to get it any more than you expect to be Pope.
Well, that I don't expect to be.
Well, he didn't either.
Yeah.
And he wrote a book, he wrote a book of instructions for his successor. And was real good about it.
Yeah.
And I believe that he'll be a married fellow. What, I was very concerned about the way you all handled Baggy up there.
Well, I went over there with a committee. That's the goddamnedest committee I ever saw. And that fellow from Chicago testified, didn't know what he was talking about. But out there whirling this thing along and let it be a racial issue, that's a hell of a thing. And it's even worse when they let ADA come in on the deal.
Well, what is the situation?
Well, our Baggy will come out of that committee, all right. They're just dragging their heels a little.
I wouldn't let him get cut up and smeared up and his usefulness destroyed.
Well, he's not getting cut up because he handled himself extremely well. So that's working out. Well, getting back to GSA for a moment, will not appoint the deputy or not?
No, Macy will.
Macy will appoint the deputy. Mm-hmm. Oh. Well, I just wanted to get his embarrassment eased down there, and I was sure I didn't misunderstand you when we discussed it.
No, I don't remember ever discussing it with you, but I know that I did not have him in mind at any time until the last day or two before he was named.
Yeah. Well, you're so damn busy thinking evil things about me, you aren't even going to remember what I
did. No, I don't. Honestly, I don't remember everything it said to me because I do have a good many talks, but I know that I did not consider him, and I know that it's very likely that just what you said occurred because I did not consider him seriously until the Saturday that I named him.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I, very frankly, to best be open and honest with you, I tried to get DeWitt Greer, who is a state highway engineer and head of all national highway engineers in the country, and who's been in our State Department for 25 years from Texas to come, and we thought he was coming.
Yeah.
And John Connolly tried to get him to come, but his wife is having a problem, and she wouldn't move to Washington. So he had to call up and say that he's sorry and he couldn't take it. Then I had another fellow that I thought I'd put in his place, and instead of putting him there, I put him over in another federal place.
Yeah.
So that got us down to Knott.
Yeah.
And then I decided, Macy thought that Knott was rather outstanding in his job, and that he had been a good career man and been there since the 30s, and he's a North Carolina boy.
Yeah.
And so Macy just said, well, let's recommend him here, and that's what happened.
Okay.
Anything
Otherwise,
else?
You got any problems?
No. I think we've got a hell of a problem with our folks up there on Vietnam and Dominican Republic and things of that kind.
Mike and I talked to Rusk yesterday about Nasser and also about coffee.
Yeah.
I don't mind that $150,000 limit, that coffee deal. Maybe we can get that out without going back to conference. Huh?
We ought to get that. We've got Everett, very confidentially, and not coming from me, but the intelligence reports on all of Latin America are constantly bad.
I think so.
Every day, every morning, they say Bolivia or Guatemala or Uruguay, all of them are, they're provoking trouble in Colombia, and six of them fell under Kennedy.
Yeah.
In 3 years, and we have, I think, had rather exceptional luck with the, and I think our handling has been reasonably good in Brazil under Mann and in Chile and in Guatemala and in the problems we've had in Panama, and we have not just been pushed around, and I think it's been a pretty sensible policy. It's at least one you advocated and Hickenlooper's advocated, and I think Mann's done a good deal. Now, it's true that the Saab sisters, and I see that some of the extreme liberals are thinking that we are throwing our weight around, but I don't believe you ought to wait and have a Cuba and then try to do something about it. But there's not any leadership on that island that's not really bad leadership. And we can't import a man from Illinois and make him president down there.
Yeah.
So we have real problems. And it could be awfully bloody in the Dominican Republic.
Yeah, well, we haven't failed you.
No. And I think that I think we generally see things pretty nearly that way. But a lot of the folks are going to be squealing that we oughtn't to be sending their boys in. But I don't know what else...
That's always happened.
I keep you pretty well informed. They laugh. They say that I always call the Congress, but I think it's better to tell them than to have them read about it.
Oh, sure.
I keep Eisenhower informed. I've got a man up there talking to him today on everything that's happening.
Well, you can't go wrong doing that.
And his judgments in Vietnam are what we're doing, and I think anything can happen, but I believe the last 90 days have been better than they were before that.
Yeah. Well, I think so. Well, as soon as I can clear decks, I'll run down.
You come down any day you want to.
Yeah. We took care of your situation yesterday, you would notice.
Yes. What's going to happen on that?
We had a rowdy dial again today. We couldn't get any limitation. We get limitation one amendment at a time. We got 61 pending. Four more to go into the hopper, maybe more than that. But we got to wear them out and wait a little while before we try cloture. I couldn't get enough on my side. I counted noses today. And we just haven't got enough votes. But sometime next week, we're going to have to think very seriously about a cloture petition.
If you don't, you're going to be here till December.
I know. I said I didn't want to be here that long.
Who's giving you trouble? Hickenlooper giving you more trouble?
Oh, there are a few. And they just want to wait it out a little while longer to make sure nobody will criticize them for voting for cloture. But I canvassed our side twice today, and I know that I haven't got them yet. I'm about six short of what I want to have. Well, so we'll wait them out and do the best.
All right. You got any other problems?
No. I'll save them. I got them on a card. So I'll hand you the card the next time.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
Writing.